Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Menghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Falun Dafa booth at local festival described as being a field filled with energy and peace. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the Kuji Live community festival held in Perth, Australia on March the 11th and 12th. The practitioners set up two information booths to introduce the practice and demonstrate the exercises. Many in attendance expressed their interest in Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong. To the delight of the locals, the practitioners presented an energetic waist drum performance on the festival stage, as well as a lively dragon dance. Event attendee Poli Garzon spoke at length with a practitioner and asked many questions. She bought a copy of Juan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa. Garzon asked where the local group practice site is and was also curious about learning the practice online. She was impressed by the Falun Dafa principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Eileen White was happy to see Falun Dafa represented at the Kuji Live Festival, having previously encountered practitioners at a different event. She said she associates the spiritual practice with the qualities of purity, cleanliness, and vitality. Eileen also noted that the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are good for everyone. Ms. White said she knew that innocent Falun Dafa practitioners are mistreated in China for their faith, and affirmed that it is important for practitioners to raise awareness about the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. She emphasized the importance of educating the public about the state-sanctioned organ theft from living Falun Dafa practitioners. Festival attendee Anne said her family is Malaysian Chinese. When she saw the Petals of Peace origami lotus-making activity, she was excited to participate. As she folded a lotus flower, she said she felt kindness and peace. She said that truthfulness, compassion, forbearance can make our world happy and safe. Anne contrasted these values with the CCP, which she feels wants to stay in power while ignoring the needs of its people. She shared that she had learned to speak Chinese in Taiwan rather than in mainland China because the island country focuses on more traditional values and freedom. Event attendee Tracy Elliott said she was attracted to the colour and beauty of the Falun Dafa booth and felt serenity there. She said of the booth, "It is a field filled with energy and peace." Tracy added, "This world needs the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." She believes this message is especially important for the younger generation.
Mexico. Congresswoman recommends the art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition to the public. The art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition took place in the Mexican cities of Puebla and Guanajuato in February and March. State Congresswoman Carla Rodriguez Palacios, the president of the Human Rights Commission of the Congress of Puebla, recommended the exhibition to the public. She expressed the hope that everyone might take home with them the message of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. 30 oil paintings created by 12 Falun Dafa practitioners from different parts of the world were showcased in the exhibition. Although the artists come from different diverse backgrounds, their practice of Falun Dafa unites them in an effort to express shared experience. The exhibition, which was displayed at the City of Puebla's House of Culture from February 21st through March 21st, was well attended. Congresswoman Rodriguez spoke at the opening ceremony. She said, "I believe that today we have a great task to do, because despite the great progress we have made in favor of human rights, there is still a lot to do." Rodriguez was especially moved by the painting titled The Pain of an Orphan that depicts a young girl holding the ashes of her parents who were persecuted to death for their belief. The Congresswoman shared, "That painting shook me." She said that as a mother herself, seeing the pain reflected in the little girl's face reminded her of how hard it is to see children suffer. Congresswoman Rodriguez was also moved by the plight of Falun Dafa practitioners who are brutally persecuted at the hands of the CCP in China. She said she finds it sad that the words truth, benevolence, and tolerance, values that are so important to our society, are banned there. Rodriguez added that she thinks we need to become a more humane world. She said we should be, quote, more sensitive and closer to everyone around the world. The art of Jen Chan Ren exhibition was also held at a gallery in Guanajuato City from February 20th to March 15th. Many who attended said that the exhibition touched their hearts and inspired them to be better people. It also brought to light the extent of human rights violations in China. The art exhibition also toured through other cities in the state of Guanajuato. Many visitors at those exhibits said the artworks moved them. They were grateful to see the paintings and experience what each artist communicated.
Former assistant principal, twice imprisoned for his belief, found emaciated and tortured. Liu Jingguo, a resident of Linyi City, Shandong Province, was arrested in January of 2022 for practicing Falun Gong and sentenced to 1 year detention. The practitioner refused to renounce his faith and was subjected to constant torture. He is presently emaciated with swollen legs and feet, numb wrists, and extreme sensitivity to cold. While acting as the assistant principal of the No. 4 Elementary School in Linshu County, Liu was widely recognized as a good leader and teacher. He had previously been sentenced to 3 years in prison for practicing Falun Gong following an arrest in March of 2016. While imprisoned, his employment was terminated. Liu's son dropped out of high school due to the stress of the persecution, and his 80-year-old father became seriously ill from constant worry. Following his arrest in January of 2022, Liu was then taken to the Linshu County Detention Center, where he was dragged on the stairs and punched in the head and chest by a police officer for reciting Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. While undergoing a physical exam at the detention center, he was forcibly given a vaccine shot and his blood was drawn. The Linshu County Court sentenced Liu to imprisonment for 1 year and fined him 5,000 yuan. He filed an appeal with the intermediate court, but the original verdict was upheld. Liu refused to wear the inmates' uniform and was force-fed. Guards also handcuffed him to a bed for an extended period of time and refused to release him when he needed to use the restroom. Despite COVID restrictions, staffing arrangements for brainwashing Liu were made by the 610 office, an extra-legal security organization originated by the former head of the CCP, Jiang Zemin. The sole function of the 610 office is to persecute Falun Dafa practitioners. It has the power to override both police and judicial systems. Liu returned home in January of 2023. His condition is so frail that the former educator has to use both hands to hold a pen when writing letters to seek justice.
Romania. China scholar impressed by Falun Dafa's amazing energy. Practitioners set up an information booth at Union Square in Romania's capital of Bucharest on March 11th to introduce Falun Dafa and demonstrate the exercises. The practitioners also wanted to raise awareness of the CCP's ongoing persecution of the practice in China. A young man in his 20s passed by and reached out for a small calendar on the table. Pointing to the words on the front page, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, he asked, What is this about? A practitioner briefly explained Falun Dafa and the persecution taking place in China. The man exclaimed, "Yes, I've heard about this. I studied Chinese economics and things related to China. I would like to know more about Falun Dafa." After chatting with the practitioner, he said, "I think you are doing a meaningful thing. You give out amazing energy, and this is also fascinating." When he learned there was a practice site nearby, he smiled and said, "We will meet again, for sure." A middle-aged man told practitioners he had recently begun practicing Qigong, so he was interested in spiritual practices like Falun Dafa. He asked several questions, such as if the practice influences a person's mental state and if it helps improve concentration. Happy with the answers practitioners gave him, he nodded and said, "Falun Dafa is great." A group of seventh grade girls from a school in Bucharest stopped to learn about Falun Dafa. They listened attentively as practitioners explained. They were impressed with the emphasis on moral values that Falun Dafa stresses. The girls said they hoped the persecution in China will end soon. A woman was drawn to the beautiful lotus flowers on the table and asked for information on Falun Dafa while her husband helped pick up brochures the wind had blown away. After reading a brochure, he asked where he could learn the exercises. When he was told where a practice site was located, he said delightedly, "That's near where I live." Shocked to learn that Falun Dafa has been suppressed by the CCP for 24 years, he said, "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance teach people to be honest, kind, and considerate. If we conduct ourselves according to these principles, we will not be deceived by the CCP's lies."
Practitioners hold activities to introduce Falun Dafa and expose the Chinese Communist regime's persecution. Practitioners held activities in Munich on March the 18th to introduce Falun Dafa and tell people about the Chinese Communist Party's decades-long persecution. They demonstrated the exercises and collected signatures on a petition calling for an end to the CCP's organ-harvesting atrocities. Pharmacist mentor Kovanage and his wife stopped to sign the petition when they saw the banners and pictures. Kovanage said that it was inconceivable that people are persecuted for having the values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. His wife said that organ harvesting is really evil. Kindergarten teacher Ava Gallum-Falfi and her friend said they felt energy as the practitioners did the exercises. The teacher said, "I can feel this kind of energy is really good. Some positive energy can even pass through the crowd. I also want to practice it." She said the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are good and offered, "We must always guard our own hearts and get rid of selfishness. When something happens, no matter what others do, we should listen to our inner response and have kind thoughts." Gallum-Falfi added, "I know the CCP is not good. We come from Hungary and Romania, and so we know about communism." They both signed the petition to stop the CCP's persecution. Suzanne Mortizai, a radio station editor, was appalled when she saw the banner exposing the CCP's live organ harvesting and immediately signed the petition. She was interested in learning more about Falun Dafa and made an appointment with the practitioner to obtain additional information. She said, "This topic is not only related to Chinese people, but also affects people everywhere. When it comes to suffering and pain, everyone should bear it together. Whether it is in China or in Munich's Marienplatz, every voice is important. I'll ask everyone to support."
Orange County, New York, Falun Dafa practitioners commended for participating in St. Patrick's Day parades. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the principles of Falun Dafa during two Orange County, New York, St. Patrick's Day parades, one in the village of Goshen on March 5th and another in the city of Port Jervis on March 12th. This was the first time Practitioners took part in these parades. Their entourage included a float team, a Falun Dafa exercise demonstration team, taiko drums, and lion dance teams. Mayors and parade organizers welcomed and commended practitioners' participation in the celebratory events. In recent times, Port Jervis has been host to thousands of tourists. In August 2008, the community was named one of the top 10 coolest small towns by Budget Travel magazine. Irish descendant Tom McCarthy was the Grand Marshal of this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade. He welcomed Falun Dafa practitioners' participation. Many spectators applauded and used their mobile phones to take pictures when they saw the lively lion dance, the beautiful flower boat float, and practitioners demonstrating the peaceful Falun Dafa exercises. A young Western woman happily shouted, "Falun Dafa is good," in Chinese, when she saw practitioners. Parade goers enjoyed receiving small paper lotus flowers bearing the message, "Falun Dafa is good," and informational leaflets from practitioners. The mayor of Port Jervis, Kelly Decker, praised practitioners for their participation in the event. The parade committee wrote in their social media post, "Thank you, Falun Dafa Group, Orange County Falun Gong Club, for joining us to commemorate St. Patrick." The 46th Mid-Hudson St. Patrick's Day Parade, the largest one in Orange County, took place on Sunday, March 12th. A total of 75 groups and 15 bands participated in the parade, and thousands of supportive people were in attendance. Goshen Mayor Scott Wohl said that the event hadn't been held in their community for 15 years, and he was glad to see its return. Thousands of people in Goshen Township, with a population of less than 6,000, were present for the festivities. St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday in Ireland, Northern Ireland, several Canadian provinces, and the British Overseas Territory of Montserrat. The United Kingdom, Canada, the United States, Brazil, Argentina, Australia, and New Zealand also celebrate this day. In recent years, there has been criticism that St. Patrick's Day celebrations are becoming too commercialized. Falun Dafa is a practice based on truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The Falun Gong Club in Orange County, New York, expressed the hope that their participation could help restore a more spiritual tone to this local festival.
Shen Yun performs to sold-out houses in Taiwan's Kaohsiung, Tainan, and Changhua, said to have tradition in every detail. The Shen Yun World Company presented performances in the Taiwanese cities of Kaohsiung, Tainan, and Changhua from February 28th through to March 19th. Tickets for all 14 performances were sold out in advance. The CEO of Kaohsiung Philharmonic Cultural and Arts Foundation, Hung Chang Chu, saw Shen Yun in Kaohsiung on March the 1st. Chu said, "I made the right decision to come. The dancers and the musicians cooperated seamlessly. The performance is of a very high caliber." The chair of the Taidung County Medical Association, Ho Huo Fa, saw Shen Yun in Kaohsiung on February the 28th. He offered that Shen Yun can stabilize a society and encourage people to be good. Ho added the dynamic backdrop is high-tech. It coordinates with the stage perfectly and makes the whole performance stunningly good. The coordination is fabulous. I was shocked. The show is super perfect. The CEO of Taiwan's International Cultural and Arts Foundation, Xu Qinwu, saw Shen Yun the same day. Wu felt inspired by the spiritual aspects of Shen Yun and deeply agreed with the traditional belief that we are all from the heavens. She shared, "Each of us has a hidden mission that we must discover. To see this idea presented, it gave me a lot of strength and support." Legislator Xu Qiqie saw Shen Yun in Kaohsiung on March the 2nd. He said, "We should actively promote traditional values in our society and allow compassion to spread. Only by doing so will our society change for the better. Xu said he was shocked when he learned about China's organ harvesting crimes from the show. He hoped that through legislative amendments, people in Taiwan might help to expose and end the crimes. He said that even though there isn't much Taiwan can do across the border, we should try our best. The chief executive of Smile Association in Taichung, Chen Yifan, saw Shen Yun in Changhua on March 17th. She shared that Shen Yun uses optimal arts to return beings from various universes to the fundamental compassion. Chen called Shen Yun's founder so great. She reported that in the first scene, when the creator called divine beings to Earth, "My body felt shocked by an electrical stream. He declared to us that everyone is from the heavens." Chen added, "You can see tradition in every detail, every one of them." The chairman of the Grand Hotel, Lin Yusheng, saw Shen Yun in Tainan on March the 10th. He thought the traditional values and meaning presented in Shen Yun are the Chinese community's most precious cultural element. Lin said, "Behind the performance, we see a positive force. This unified strength will defeat all evilness and make this world more beautiful." Li Zhu Yu, the executive director of a performing arts company, took her young dance students as well as their families to the Shen Yun performance in Tainan on March the 10th. She described her experience. "The first scene began in the heavens. This made me feel that maybe we were once children of the divine." She added with tears in her eyes, "So as long as we do our part of being compassionate in the human world, we will eventually return to the side of our God." Li also said she felt different levels of love in the stories. She shared, "The kids could also feel it. I saw them wiping tears with their hands." The former mayor of Chunan Township, Ye Sai-yi, saw Shen Yun in Miaoli on February 26th. He noted that this was the second time Shen Yun had performed there, and he referred to the occasion as the compassion of the divine. The former mayor said that Shen Yun's artistic director is definitely not an ordinary person. Ye said he believed that in another world, he has his position. He, the director, has a different origin. He's in the heavenly realm and is also a Buddha or Bodhisattva. According to Buddhist law, he is from the origin of a great Buddha or Bodhisattva, and his power will be used to educate the world.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.